Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Welcome back. I say that praying that you have been with us as we discover in the Bible the God who is jealous. For the last several episodes, we have been reading about the sin of idolatry, the worship of false gods, and how the only God responds. If you missed any of that, just visit our website and get caught up by listening to the free God Is podcast. GodIsMinistry.org. That's GodIsMinistry.org. What I want to do beginning today is to take you through some other passages in the Old Testament that highlight other ways in which God uses his jealousy. Then, in a few days, we will look into a New Testament text where, again, God's jealousy shows up. This is what we do on God Is. This is a Bible study. So let's dig in. And first, I want to reemphasize that God is jealous to be served. Joshua chapter 24 makes this quite clear. Joshua 24 is a very interesting text. Joshua speaks boldly and clearly to the Israelites, now in the Promised Land. They had been exchanging God for the gods, precisely what they were warned against doing. And Joshua says, "Now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. If it is disagreeable in your sight to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves today whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served, which were beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Joshua has made his choice. He and his family will serve the Lord alone. He challenges his fellow Israelites. You make a choice. Serve either the gods or the God. In response to this, the people actually articulate a desire to also serve the Lord their God rather than the false gods. The people tell Joshua, "We will also serve the Lord, for he is our God." But listen to how Joshua replies. He says, Joshua 24, verse 19, "Then Joshua said to the people, 'You will not be able to serve the Lord, for he is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgression or your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve foreign gods, then he will turn and do you harm and consume you after he has done good to you.'" Joshua sees through their response and bears down hard. It's like this. "You say you want to serve the Lord, but you are not serving him if you continue in idolatry, because God is holy. And because he is holy, he is jealous. And because he is jealous, he will not forgive the sin of idolatry. Rather, he will harm you and consume you. Because after all the good he has done you, you turned your back on him in favor of the gods." Well, this is poignant for us too. As we will see in a bit, God's jealousy chastens his sinning people. He harms us when we worship whatever is not him. So the godly man and leader Joshua emphasizes, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." What about us? Have we drawn our line in the sand like Joshua did? Have we put our foot down and sincerely declared, "We will serve the Lord"? God wants to be served. God deserves to be served. God is worthy, oh so worthy of our service. Who or what are we serving today? May it be the Lord. God is jealous to be served. Second, God uses his jealousy to discipline his sinning people. If you are wondering in what ways God's jealousy for you is showing up, dear Christian, it reveals itself when your loving Heavenly Father disciplines you, when He rebukes you and corrects you and I both for sin in our lives. On this point, listen to the psalmist in Psalm chapter 79, verses 1 through 7. This is Psalm 79, 1 through 7. O God, the nations have invaded your inheritance. They have defiled your holy temple. They have laid Jerusalem in ruins. They have given the dead bodies of your servants for food to the birds of the heavens, the flesh of your godly ones to the beasts of the earth. They have poured out their blood like water round about Jerusalem, and there was no one to bury them. We have become a reproach to our neighbors, a scoffing and derision to those around us. How long, O Lord, will you be angry forever? Will your jealousy burn like fire? Pour out your wrath upon the nations which do not know you and upon the kingdoms which do not call upon your name, for they have devoured Jacob and laid waste his habitation. This is a psalm of Asaph, and it is a heartfelt lamentation over the destruction of Jerusalem, most likely when the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar invaded Jerusalem and destroyed the temple in 586 BC. Psalm 74 also describes this. The historical record is preserved for us in 2 Kings chapter 25. Also read the book of Lamentations. To get the most out of this psalm, read it along Psalm 74, 2 Kings 25, and Lamentations. Verses 1 through 4 and 7 describe how bad things are. There has been the invasion. Then God's holy temple was defiled. The city of God lies in a heap of ruins. The birds are circling and feasting on people's dead bodies. No one buries the dead, and there is so much blood, it runs like water. On top of this, anyone still living feels scoffing and derision. Verse 7 reminds us that Jacob is Israel. It is devoured, laid waste. And verse 5 tells us the reason why this destruction has come upon Jerusalem. God's people have been living for a long time in outright disobedience to Him. They have thrown themselves into idolatry. And now the patience of the Lord has come to an end, and here is the judgment of God promised on them. It arrives in the form of a Babylonian rage. This fulfills the prophecies of Isaiah and Jeremiah and others. The psalmist tells us by way of telling the Lord in his prayer, God is angry, and notice, God is jealous. How long, O Lord, will you be angry forever? Will your jealousy burn like fire? Wow, his jealousy burns like fire. Can we provoke the Lord to jealousy that burns like fire? Yes, we can. When we live in ongoing, unrepentant sin, and while we may be tempted to think, well, it's not like God is going to unleash the invasion of a foreign nation on me. I am a person, not a country. Or I have not heard of God disciplining any other Christians to this extent. We better rethink these attitudes. To begin with, we all live in nations that God will very well punish for iniquity. If you think, for example, that the Lord will not judge America, you are sorely mistaken. The Bible guarantees He will. And if you think the Lord is all love and would not any more so discipline you personally that you would ever pray a prayer like this, how long, O Lord, will you be angry? Will your jealousy burn like fire? Then, my friend, I urge you to reconsider your sinful ways in light of Scripture. As the book of Hebrews emphasizes, those whom the Lord loves, He disciplines. That's Hebrews 12, verse 6. Beware living your life like the prodigal. As a human father disciplines the children he loves, likewise our heavenly Father disciplines the children he loves. The point of Psalm 79 is that God uses his jealousy to discipline his sinning people. Here, he chastises in a very firm way. And again, to understand why, read your Bible. May I suggest the book of Jeremiah? Read through Jeremiah and you will see the Lord has well-justified reasons for bringing judgment against Israel. We see again and again God's jealousy is aroused when the people of God do not live like we know him and love him. Psalm 78 verse 58 says, "For they provoked him with their high places and aroused his jealousy with their graven images." Brothers and sisters, we should learn from our spiritual ancestors, the Jews. Their experience is on display in the Hebrew Bible for our instruction. This is why reading and understanding and then applying the first part of our Bibles is as important as what we do with the second part. Let us be convicted by this psalm and all of the passages we are reading this week. Let us not provoke the Lord to jealousy with our graven images. Rather, let us worship him alone. First, God is jealous to be served, Joshua 24. Second, God uses his jealousy to discipline his sinning people, Psalm 79. As we are soon running out of time, next time I will share with you two or three more ways in which God uses his jealousy. Honestly, this perfection within the being of God is not one I hear much. How about you? When is the last time, if ever, you have studied jealousy in God? One of the reasons we do not hear much about this is because we live in a Christian culture that diminishes judgment. Many Christians do not want to hear about a soon coming day of reckoning for how we live. But it is impossible to present God as he really is without mentioning jealousy and judgment. And so stay tuned and join us again next time because God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.